Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
No, here's Pants. Sturge is out. Pants is in. Jeff Pantridge, Big Daddy Cool, Diesel. And we are live on the road at Frankie's on the Parkway. We finally got our first slice of pizza. Hey, man, let me tell you, Diesel, it's my first time coming here. It's glorious. One of the best slices of pizza I've ever had. Fabulous.
You should have been here three times already since you just got out of town.
I know, yeah. I've been here like 3 days. I should have been here three times. Yeah, well, now I know. And I'm going to come here every day for the rest of the time I'm in town all this week. You guys can come out of here. They got some great specials. You can get two 16-inch cheese pizzas for $20 or one 16-inch cheese pizza and an order of Wang's for $16. Tuesday through Thursday, dine in or carry out. Obviously, there's a lot of big stories today, Diesel, with Kevin Durant being the biggest story, the NBA Finals being the biggest story. We also have some pretty big stories we're going to get to later on in the show when it concerns the Carolina Panthers, the NFL, and some college football. We got some Clemson talk coming up a little bit later. But right now, I like to do something at 5 o'clock called the Five Sides at 5. Some other things that are happening in the sports world.
There's big stuff going on besides just the big stuff. Story number one, Kellen Winslow Jr. has been convicted on rape charges.
Yeah.
Could send him to jail for up to 9 years. The problem is...
Up to life. He could get up to life. I think I saw that 8 years was going to be the minimum.
The minimum.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Eight's the minimum. However, a judge declared a mistrial today on the remaining charges in his case.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that news.
But those convictions, it seems, still stand.
Okay. All right. Have you seen some of this stuff? Like, he raped a 58-year-old homeless woman last year. He also raped another 54-year-old hitchhiker in his Hummer last year. This guy's sick.
He's a bad dude.
He's an awful person. And he was in Tampa. He was playing for the Buccaneers when I was there. And he got caught multiple times, like masturbating in like Target parking lots. And like he's just a sick person. And it's funny because you have like pedophiles in this world. I've never, until this, I didn't know there were also sexual deviants out there that go after older people as well. It just, the whole thing is sick, and this guy needs to be thrown away in jail for the rest of his life. He never needs to see the sun again. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, bury him under the prison. I mean, sending this guy to the puzzle factory would be a kindness.
No, yeah, no. He needs solitary confinement.
Story number four, Anthony Davis says he wants to play for either the Lakers or the Knicks.
Oh, nobody else. So he's narrowed his list down. Okay.
I didn't realize players had that much power.
He doesn't. that's the thing. He's not a free agent. That's not how this works. Anthony Davis, I'm sure you're listening to the show. I know you're a big fan. You don't get to pick where you go in a trade. You can't, especially if you demand a trade. Like, can you imagine like walking into, if you went in, walked into Mark Hendricks' office, the operations manager at ESPN Upstate, and say, you know what, I want to leave. I'm out of here. I send me to Seattle.
Yeah,
it's not going to work.
Send me to either Seattle or Aspen.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to say, no, you can just pack your bags. Yeah. And thank you very much.
You can get yourself there. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. That's not how it works. And Kyrie Irving tried to do this when he left Cleveland. Like, if you want out, this is the problem. The team has the right to send you wherever the hell they want. You're under contract. So, Anthony Davis, be careful what you ask for. because you might just get sent to a team that's worse than New Orleans and get sent somewhere terrible that you definitely don't want to go.
If he'd play ball, he could be playing ball with Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
And immediately make the Pelicans a very strong contender.
Is that the worst thing in the world? Play with Zion Williamson?
In New Orleans?
Yeah. And exactly. New Orleans is a great city. A lot of people were kind of, you know, sour on Zion going there because it wasn't New York. But New Orleans is one of the best cities in the country. And Zion's going to love it there. And I guess AD didn't like it there. I don't know. I've never met anybody that didn't like New Orleans. It's a great town. But we'll see. Let me ask you this, Diesel. If you could choose to play for the Lakers or the Knicks, what do you think's a better fit? Where would you go?
Under the current ownership?
Yeah.
The Knicks.
You'd go to the Knicks?
I'd go to the Knicks over the Lakers. The
Lakers
just don't have it at all together. James Dolan, at least he's just a jerk.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
He wants his team to win, mm-hmm. but he doesn't have a clue on how to get them there versus a bunch of people who think they know how to get them there who don't have an idea.
They don't have an idea either. It's like it's just funny because they're obviously two historic franchises, one very successful in the past, one not so successful, but the two largest markets in the country, two of the best brands in sports, the New York Knickerbockers and the Los Angeles Lakers. That said, though, those aren't two good choices by Anthony Davis. If he wants to, win basketball games, well, you get LeBron in L.A. If I'm Anthony Davis, I'd probably pick the Lakers if I could choose because you get LeBron. You can be like Anthony Davis isn't like the most outward, like he's not the most talkative guy, the most outward guy. He's not really a type A guy. He's kind of a beta.
Yeah.
So let LeBron be the alpha, you be the beta, and you have that inside outside combination with those two. I would probably pick L.A. Over New York myself.
Story number three, Clemson has the number two all-purpose back. Is on the number two all-purpose backs short list of teams, the rich, possibly getting even richer.
Yes, that's right. Let me find the story here. Yeah, I saw this on CBS Sports today. Four-star all-purpose back, and forgive me if I mispronounce his name, but this kid, I watched some of his highlights today. He's amazing. He looks like Reggie Bush. He's small, but he's really he's quicker than a hiccup. And he has this one run where he avoids everybody on the field like three different times. It's just crazy. Like he's the kind of guy you can't even tackle in a phone booth. And his name is Danielle Nada, I believe. And he's narrowed it down to his top seven choices, and Clemson is one of them. The four-star who has helped Folsom, his high school in California, to consecutive state championships, has named a top seven that includes Arizona State, Clemson, Oklahoma State, Oregon, Penn State, Texas A&M, and Utah.
Only one of those has a shot to win national titles.
Yeah. Do you want to win, kid?
Yeah.
Do you want to win, or do you want to go to Arizona State? You know what I mean? And it all depends. There are other factors at play because you want to get playing time. You know, Clemson is a factory, so he might not become the number one back until he's a junior or senior. I don't know if he wants to wait that long. But he had a couple of things to say about a couple of the teams. About Arizona State, he said the coaches at ASU are all experienced in football. Of course, Diesel, you know who the coach of Arizona State is, right? You remember?
Herm.
The Herminator. Yeah, Herm Edwards. There's a very good chance to play early, and it's very close to home. When talking about Oklahoma State, he said Oklahoma State is a program on the rise. I have a great relationship with a few of the coaches, and they have a good deal with the running back position. Oregon, I love their offense, and their program is on the rise as well. I could see myself fit in there. Penn State has a great coach and a great offense. I love their offense and the way they use their running backs in the offense, especially the way they used Saquon a couple years ago. Texas A&M, we built a strong relationship fast, and I love the way offenses ran at Texas A&M. Utah, get me two. He said, I love everything about that place. I love the coach, the players, and their offense is ran by the old offensive coordinator who coaches Melvin Gordon. And this guy has kind of a similar style to Melvin Gordon. More of a smaller back that's quicker. Finally, Clemson, quote, I love the culture there at Clemson, plus the players and coaches. They're one of my favorite schools. So we'll see. We'll see.
What does he want to do? Does he want to get noticed, or does he want to win championships?
What would you want to do? I'd want to get noticed.
I mean, I understand. That's his ultimate goal.
Yeah.
But I think you only need 1 year to get noticed at a school like Clemson.
Yeah.
You don't need three three good years. And, you know, he's going to be the talk of the town wherever he goes.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, if you want to make sure that they're talking about you when it matters,
yeah,
you go to Clemson.
Yeah, look at Etienne last year. You know, like he got noticed last year.
And that is, unless he's afraid of the competition.
Yeah. You know, like you said, either way, as long as you have the talent, you're going to be fine. But when you go to a program like Clemson, the great thing about getting noticed is you're going to be in the college football playoff every year, and then everyone's going to be watching. And that helps. And that helps your draft stock. A lot of these guys rise up that draft stock board in the semifinal game and in the national championship game. Hey, man, just look at this year, Diesel. How many players did we see get drafted from Clemson and Alabama in the first round?
A bunch.
Yeah, it was like, I think, eight guys, something like that, just from those two schools. So you want to play for the best. So I don't see why you wouldn't want to come here.
Story number two, Team USA scores 13 goals against Thailand.
13 goals in soccer.
Yeah, in one game.
13.
13. 1-3.
They didn't have – no, you're reading it wrong. They had 13 shots.
Look, I'll show you. It says it right here on the screen. 13-0.
It's got to be 13 shots. There's no way they scored 13 goals. That's insane. And they played Thailand and they scored 13 goals?
That's
like,
right.
Do they not have a 10-run rule in soccer? A 10-goal? Did you have a 10-run rule? Did you play Little League Baseball, Diesel?
Yeah. We lost by the 10-run rule more than once.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my teams generally
not
weren't that
good.
Yeah, but at least they put you out of your misery, man. Like, I feel bad for these poor Thai ladies. They're just getting killed out there. I mean, 13-0, or nil, as they like to say in soccer. So, yeah, we're during one of our breaks. Patrick down at the studio, Patrick Brown, is doing an excellent job at the studio. He kind of chimed in on our headphones. He's like, hey, guys, you watching this soccer game? Team USA is up 9-0. And there was like 10 minutes left, and they're up 9-0, and they went on to score 4 more goals. Alex Morgan, the beautiful Alex Morgan, one of the hottest female athletes in the world, scored 5 goals herself. She outscored Thailand 5-0. She's probably outscored the entire tournament. I bet there's no other team in the tournament. I haven't been watching closely yet. But I wouldn't be surprised because today was the last game of the first set of games. Team USA had to wait all the way till the end. And I wouldn't be surprised if none of the other teams even scored 5 goals. Alex Morgan scores 5 herself, and they get 13 total. I think that Team USA is going to be okay with the goal differential. If it comes down to a tie to get to the next round, I think getting off to that 13 goal differential is probably the good thing for Team USA.
So there's a built-in reason to pile on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another reason why I love soccer, because I love it when teams pile on. I think it's great. When teams run up the score in college football, that's why I love Steve Spurrier, man, the old ball coach. He'd beat you 200-0. He didn't care. It's great, man. Pile up those goals, ladies.
Story number one on today's Five Sides, Deshaun Watson thinks that Clemson should build a statue to Dabo Sweeney.
Really? A statue for Dabo?
Hashtag too soon.
Is it too soon? And I want to get you guys' opinion.
There
on
will
this.
Be one eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, eventually, there needs to be one. But really? Already? It's creepy to walk by a statue of yourself.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
If you're like 45 years old and you already have a statue, it's too young to have a statue. Yeah. Hey, we got a lot of Clemson fans out there, obviously. If you guys want to chime in on this, I'd love to hear from you at 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. Do you think Dabo Sweeney should get a statue already? I say it's too soon, too, Diesel. I'm sorry.
But as far as a lot of Clemson fans are concerned, Deshaun Watson is infallible.
Oh, yeah.
So is he right or is he wrong?
He's wrong. He doesn't deserve a statue yet. Dabo Sweeney could retire today, and 10 years from now, build that man a statue. He would still have earned it. If you win 2 national championships, you deserve a statue. But not yet. It's way too soon. Let's just pump the brakes. Does Deshaun think he should get a statue too? I know he's a good kid and probably would never, you know, talk about himself getting one, but I don't know. Just too soon for me, Diesel.
I do love that he's out there supporting his coach, though.
Oh, you got to like that. Yeah.
I love it.
And you got to love that Deshaun Watson, whenever he has time off, he's always coming back here. Yeah. I've noticed. And he's supporting the team. I've seen him on the sidelines at a few Clemson games last year. And definitely the year before when he got hurt, he was at a lot of Clemson games. So pump the brakes on the statue, though. It's a little too soon for that. That is our Five Sides at Five. Some of the other things that are happening in the sports world today. Another thing that happened today is the Carolina Panthers. They started minicamp today. And coming up on the other side, I'm going to tell you why I expect Cam Newton to have a huge year. That's next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is ESPN Upstate. It is Straight Up with Sturge. Without Sturge, Jeff Pantridge, Big Daddy Cool Diesel, and most importantly, you hanging out with us. And we are hanging out at Frankie's on the Parkway. We'll be here till 7 o'clock this evening. I'm getting pizza drunk over here, Diesel. It's great.
Yeah, I can't believe I've only had two so far.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pacing myself. I've had a couple slices, and I think my goal is just to continuously eat pizza until I go to sleep tonight. That's going to be the plan. So
a couple more slices, and you can make that happen within the hour.
Yeah, definitely. So come on by. I got a slice for you. I'll buy a slice. How about that? Come on down to Frankie's on the Parkway. They got some killer specials happening right now. I want to talk about the Carolina Panthers, but before we do that, last segment in our Five Sides at Five, we mentioned that Deshaun Watson, former Clemson great, spoke out, and he said that Dabo Swinney deserves a statue. And Diesel, you think it's too soon?
Yeah.
I think it's too soon. And we have a caller on the line?
We do. We have Robert on the line. Robert, too soon, or go ahead and build it.
Yeah, I don't think it's too soon, and I'm not the biggest Clemson fan, but I think it's more than just wins and losses. He's established what I think is going to be Clemson from now on, the culture. He's exposed them to the national attention of the country, and they have never been in that position. And you pile the national championships on top of that, you pile the national championship games on top of that, I would say no, it's not too soon for him, because he's changed what we know as Clemson football from what it's been 20, 30, 40 years before him.
Thank you for the call. And he certainly has changed Clemson football now and forever. This is my rule when it comes to this, Diesel. If you don't have any gray hair, you can't have a statue. It's just too soon, man. It's too soon.
Because who knows? What if you age in a weird way?
Yeah.
What if you lose an arm?
Yeah, that's possible.
Who knows?
Yeah.
we don't want that to happen. But
yeah.
What if he did?
What if you're somebody like, see, another reason why I think it's too soon, though, on a serious note, I'm a Florida Gator, and Urban Meyer won two championships there. What would have happened if they built him a statue and then he just bolted and left town?
But Urban Meyer, he left this weird flavor in everybody's mouths when he left.
Yeah.
He was not beloved on Clemson's campus the way Dabo Swinney is and will be for the next 100 years, you know, if we're still playing college football.
What if Dabo gets an offer he can't refuse in the NFL? Eventually, the NFL is going to come knocking.
I think fans will understand that. if he took the job at Alabama.
Yeah.
I think there'd be a lot of really salty fans who would say, maybe we should pull that statue down.
Yeah.
Who knows?
He's obviously got history with Alabama, too.
But Robert was correct in the fact that he's built a culture there that will define Clemson going forward. He's a Bear Bryant type of coach for Clemson. I mean, he's still got the time to build and win the championships, but his influence on an influential level, he is Clemson's Bear Bryant. He is their Woody Hayes.
I don't know if you knew this, Diesel. Did you know that Bear Bryant wasn't actually a bear? He was a person?
I'm going to Wikipedia.
Yeah, he wasn't even a real bear. Like, I was shocked. I just found out, like, last week that Bear Bryant wasn't an actual bear.
What?
Yeah. I thought that Alabama was the only team in college football history that was coached by an animal. But apparently that's not the case. Bear Bryant was actually a person that wore a hat. He was not a bear.
Google thinks that question is too stupid to even answer. It doesn't even answer with no. It just gives you info on Bear Bryant.
Yeah, I think it's too soon. I just think the statue is too soon.
You think he needs to make his exit and then plus 10?
Yeah, I think you need about 10 years. Like Spurrier just got a statue at Florida, I think, in the last 5 years, and he was gone for a while. He went to the NFL for a few years, went to South Carolina for a few years, and then Florida finally honored him. I think you need to have a little bit of a gap.
Had he left for a divisional rival straight away and not gone to the NFL first, do you think he still would have gotten the statue in Gainesville?
Yeah, eventually, sure, yeah. But that's why you don't do it too soon in case if they leave. That's
right.
The thing. Like, you don't ever retire an athlete's jersey while they're still playing. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. So, I would hold off.
And you set yourself up for that really awkward Joe Paterno, we have to take this thing down while he's still alive.
Yeah.
Never want to get in that situation.
No, you definitely don't want to be in that situation. So, you can weigh in on that if you'd like. Also coming up next hour, we're going to have another Clemson conversation. We are going to do some local conversation with you guys. I want to get into an article I read today about Trevor Lawrence and how he stacks up with some of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time already. But we have another call in the line?
We do. We got Jordan wants to talk about the Dabo statue. Should there be one? Is it too soon? What do you think, Jordan?
I'm a huge Clemson fan and Dabo fan, but I say too soon. I think statues are meant to be memorials. And you need to wait until he's gone, and then we can memorialize him.
Like gone, like dead, or just gone from the program? Are you gone? I guess he's gone.
I guess he's gone.
All right, thank you very much.
We don't know. That's the cliffhanger. What did he mean?
Yeah, is it like gone, like in the mob, like when they say, like, you know, what happened to Tommy?
He took a vacation two times.
He's gone. That's all there is to it. He's gone. And you know what gone means? Gone means down there. Yeah. Boom. Right in the head. If you want to weigh in on that, you can. And I'm really looking forward to the conversation next hour about Trevor Lawrence as well. Semi-locally, I guess regionally, how far is Charlotte from here? Like
hour and 45.
Yes. And the Carolina Panthers, are they having the camp in Spartanburg? Is that right? Or they have
one last time?
Oh, I see.
Because the facility being relocated.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, so yeah, the facility is being relocated closer to Charlotte, correct?
Yes.
Yes, but still on the South Carolina side of the board. All right, so minicamp started today. And we kind of touched on it a little bit yesterday. I'm not the biggest minicamp guy. I don't freak out about minicamp as a sports radio host. I don't freak out about minicamp as a sports fan, as I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. Growing up in the Tampa Bay area, I don't get all giddy for minicamp because it's minicamp. It doesn't matter. You know, the season is still like 75 days away, 80 days away, whatever it is. That being said, though, this year, the Carolina Panthers have a very important minicamp because of Cam Newton and what he's gone through with his off-season shoulder surgery. And Cam Newton threw footballs today for the first time in public. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, Diesel, but this is such a huge step for Cam. He is right on schedule. He might be even a little ahead of schedule. The goal was to have him ready for training camp. And today at mini camp, he threw footballs at stationary targets. And so far, so good with Cam Newton.
Yep, and I think we got time to take one more call. Kendall wanted to talk about the Dabo Swinney statue. Kendall, what's your thoughts?
Hey, looking at I mean, Dabo Swinney, I don't think he's comparable to Bear Bryant yet.
Not yet.
He's got to win a couple more championships. I think, honestly, I think a good comparison might be like a Joe Paterno. I mean, not you know, end of career Joe Paterno, but the way that he built the culture in Pennsylvania there and kind of put Penn State on the map, just like Dabo Swinney's put Clemson on the map lately. So I think that might be a good comparison. And it took years into his career to actually build him a stadium, so. Or not a stadium, a statue.
Statue.
Yeah. Way too soon. Way too soon.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, you never want to compare anybody to Joe Paterno anymore. I don't care what it is. Yeah, and I know he kind of walked it back. It's like, just talking about the football, but let's think of somebody else.
There was so much good that Joe Paterno did that just got all washed away right there at the end.
Yep. Yeah, as it should. Yeah. That's not company you want to be in ever if you're Dabo Swinney. But as far as the Panthers minicamp today, Cam Newton did throw at stationary targets. And minicamp is a good time. You know, you have your OTAs in May. And so you got a lot of the new players that come in. It's optional. But if you're a new player, you definitely want to be there. You want to pick up the system, whether it's offense or defense. And then that time in between OTAs and minicamp is a time where you learn the playbook. You know, and it's a very important time for Ron Rivera and his staff to see where his rookies are at, and to see where the new players are at and some of the younger players are at when it comes to learning the playbooks on both sides and picking up the offense and the defense. So this is going to be a very important time for this Panthers team because they've made a lot of changes in the offseason, including Gerald McCoy signing here. So McCoy, I mean, what McCoy just signed there, what, last week? So he's got a lot to learn really fast. So this mini camp is going to be very important. For him, you have, of course, the draft picks as well. I'm interested to see how Carolina does this year. I think they're going to be pretty good. I really do. I love the fact. The one reason why I think Cam Newton is going to have a really strong year. Last year he was pretty good, and then he had the shoulder problem, and you could see his numbers really, really fell off in the second half of the year. I know personally because he is one of my fantasy quarterbacks. So he really kind of, you know, you could tell, like, you remember they weren't even letting him in the game for, like, Hail Marys at the end because he couldn't throw the ball more than, like, 30 yards. And if you can't throw the ball, you know, more than 25, 30 yards, the defense knows. And they can just key in on everything. And they know that you're not going to be able to beat them over the top. So the Panthers had a lot of trouble moving the ball last year.
Well, Panthers were 7-9 last season. What do you – obviously you're thinking plus 500. Are you thinking – something like a 9-7 kind of flip, or are you thinking better than that?
I think it could be better than that because if history tells us anything, even numbered years, the Panthers do very well. Since 2011, in every even numbered year, they've won at least 11 games. So it's weird, and then odd numbers years, they fall off again. It's just an odd trend that only the Panthers seem to be doing right now. But it's an even numbered year, and I'm not going to just lazily say that they're going to be good because it's an even numbered year. Actually, no, it's odd numbered year. It's 2019.
Yeah.
It's the other way around. In odd years, they have the good years. Because last year they had the bad year. I could just say they're going to be good because it's 2019, and that would just be the weakest take ever. I'm not going to do that. That's not going to be why the Panthers are going to be good. The reason why the Panthers are going to be good, number one, starts with Cam Newton himself. And it starts with the shoulder. Thus far, everything looks good. He looks like he's on schedule to be ready to go for the season opener this year. Also important, though, is continuity. Continuity is such an important factor in football. Why do you think Tom Brady's so good? Because Tom Brady's been in the same system for 18, 19 years in New England. It helps to be in the same system. Cam is going to get his second year under Norv Turner's offense. That's going to be very important. And you already saw last year, Cam improved significantly last year with his accuracy and his completion rate. Cam in his career is what, around like 59%? He wasn't even hitting 60% completion percentage. Under Norv Turner, he got up over 67% last year. Now he has another year to build on that. Another year, even though he's been out and he hasn't been able to throw the last 5 months, he's still been able to learn the mental side of things over the last 5 months. And he's going to use that, and I think Cam has a big year this year. I love – what's not to love about Christian McCaffrey? Christian McCaffrey is arguably probably a top three back, maybe a top five weapon in all the league.
You can't base your entire offense around him.
No.
It got so predictable last season.
Well, that he was their only weapon. And that's the thing where you have some decent weapons on the outside. You don't have a true number one. You do not have a true number one wide receiver on this team. DJ Moore is fun, but is he a number one? Can he step up and be that guy coming up this year? We will see. Chris Hogan, a huge addition. I think he's going to pay dividends for them as their number three wide receiver. What do you guys think about the Panthers? Are the Panthers up for a good year this year? You can hit us up on the phones at 844-GSP-ESPN. We can continue that conversation on the other side. Also, I want to get into this CBSSports.com article that I read today. CBS Sports, what they did was they ranked the eight NFL divisions according to quarterbacks. Where did the NFC South stack up? We'll tell you next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Straight up with Sturge, without Sturge, Jeff Pantridge filling in with your boy, my boy, everybody's boy, Big Daddy Cool Diesel himself. We're taking it on the road, as the great Willie Nelson once said. We are live at Frankie's on the Parkway. We are getting pizza drunk as we speak,
and it's less and less after every break.
Yeah. We're handling our business. We're doing a good job. How much pizza? Like, if you were in like a pizza eating contest. How much pizza could you put away? Like, could you put away, like,
on a 16-inch pizza, like what we have here today?
Yeah.
If I had to. I mean, I'm not going to look good. I'm going to say maybe a whole pie, another slice or two.
I think
tops.
And another slice?
Tops.
I could probably do a pie.
Yeah. Oh, bless you.
Oh, man, I didn't.
Almost.
I almost
sneezed. Almost. All the buildup.
Yeah, all the buildup and no sneeze. That's
pump
good.
Fake.
Yeah, because I don't have a cough button. What am I – Is there a sneeze button on this
nope.
thing? They don't make a sneeze button in radio, do they? I heard. I know Mark Ryan's been struggling with. He's got all kinds of issues. I think he was sneezing a little bit on the air today. So yeah, almost went into a sneezing fit, which is always a great radio. I could probably put away one pie, like one 16-inch pie, and that's about all I could do. Like in my playing days in college, I crushed a whole pizza every night. Pretty much, because back in college, you had all those cheap spots where you could get a pizza for like $4.
And you had the metabolism that could handle it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not so much anymore. But I'm telling you, man, this is some of the better pizza I've had. And I've had some great pizza all over the country. I've had some great pizza in New York. I'll put this against any pizza in New York City. It's fabulous. If you haven't come down to Frankie's on the Parkway, I definitely suggest you. And they got all kinds of other, you know, great stuff, too. You know, good wings, subs, whatever you're looking for.
Two 16-inch cheese pizzas, $20. One 16-inch cheese pizza and an order of wings for $16.
You know who would have loved this place? Kevin McAllister.
I was going to say Sturge.
Sturge? Oh, yeah, Sturge definitely would. But Kevin McAllister would have loved it because all he wanted was a cheese pizza. And, boom, you can get a cheese, you know, two of them for $16.
His mom was in the car, right?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Sturge, we were talking about Dabo Sweeney earlier, where Deshaun Watson said that Dabo Sweeney deserves a statue in Death Valley, and Diesel and I thought it was a little too soon.
It's going to be another 20 years before it's time, I think.
Yeah, probably. What about Sturge? Does Sturge deserve a statue at the Intercom Greenville compound?
You've been in his house. He has like eight statues to himself already.
He's got a lot of memorabilia in his house.
But one of them is like just made out of twigs.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it says Sturge underneath just so you can't mess it up.
Yeah. I think it's time for Sturge to get a statue. I'm going to talk to Mark Hendricks, our illustrious ops manager. at ESPN Greenville and ESPN Upstate and Entercom Greenville and see if we can get Serge a statue because the man deserves it, Diesel. I think it's time.
Yeah, we could put it right out back, you know, right next to the dumpster. It'd be a great place.
There you go. What are you going to do to get a statue? Like, because I was thinking, like, man, it would be pretty cool to have a statue of myself. But other than, like, being, you know, a football coach or an athlete, a coach athlete or, like, a war hero, like, can a radio guy, can we get a statue, Diesel?
No.
It's never going to happen, is it? Like, so basically, you're crushing and shattering my dreams right now. I have no chance of ever getting my own statue.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. What about you? You think you'll get a statue at some point?
Do they make statues for mischief?
They might. Why not? Well, we can make one for you.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I think you deserve a statue. I build one. I'll build it for you. How about that?
Good.
Yeah. And we'll make sure the beard is very important on the statue. The beard will be pronounced.
I think the beard, just a statue of a beard.
That works.
And that would stand for everyone.
Yeah. And you definitely don't want to get that Cristiano Ronaldo statue. I think you mentioned that the other day. That might be the worst statue of all time.
It looks like a statue of Cristiano Ronaldo that melted a little bit.
Yeah. It was just like, and he's a pretty good-looking dude. As a heterosexual man, I'm very comfortable in saying that Cristiano Ronaldo is glorious. He's a glorious-looking man. But that statue was not so glorious. Absolutely not. Do we have time to get into this conversation? It's going to be a long conversation.
Let's go ahead and get out now.
Let's get out now. I want to get out early because this is going to be a longer conversation. I want to get into this article I read today, ranking the 8 divisions in the NFL according to quarterbacks. And I'm sure you guys are interested to see where did the NFC South rank on that list. We'll tell you next. Straight up with Sturge, ESPN Upstate, Jeff Pantridge, Big Daddy Cool Diesel, and you hanging out until 7 o'clock this evening live at Frankie's on the Parkway, enjoying some good old-fashioned New York-style pizza. Can't beat it. I said it when we opened the show. There are all these pizza places now with all these foo-foo toppings and collie crust and, like, everybody, like, the people that doctor up their pizza too much because they have to overcompensate for their pizza. I just like a pepperoni pizza. It's all you need. And great people here at Frankie's, that's what they do. One of the best pepperoni pizzas I've ever had.
To me, it's like going to a Starbucks. How many adjectives do you need to order your coffee?
Yeah,
if there's more than, like, one or two tops,
then your coffee sucks.
Then it sucks.
Yeah.
You're just trying to cover up for the fact that it sucks.
Exactly. Like, if you need to put a bunch of stuff on your steak, if you need to put, like, butter and A1 and sautéed onions or fried onions and
wishes and tears.
Yeah, all this. And, like, then your steak sucks. You don't know how to cook a steak. So, yeah, pizza should be simple, and they make one of the best pies you will find in the area here at Frankie's. So this conversation is probably going to take 2 segments because we are approaching the top of the hour. But I saw this article today. I'm a big NFL fan. Who isn't? But CBSSports.com, they had a good article, and they ranked the NFL divisions, the 8 NFL divisions according to quarterback. And I'm not going to tell you where it ranked. I'll tell you towards the at some point. But before I get into the rankings, where do you think the NFC South ranked, Diesel?
Out of the 8?
Yeah.
6.
So sixth out of the 8, that's your guess?
6th, yeah.
Okay, so you got Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Jameis Winston, 6 out of 8. All right, we'll see where the NFC South ranked when it comes to these quarterback rankings. So what they did, they kind of compiled each quarterback in the division, and they kind of put their stats together, and they came up with an average of the stats, and they added in a couple of other things as well. All right, without further ado, the number 8 division in football, according to quarterbacks, the AFC East, which makes sense because it's Tom Brady and a bunch of dudes. That's what the AFC East has been for 20 years. It's like it's the Patriots and a bunch of dudes. The Dolphins have always sucked. The Jets have always sucked. And the Bills have always sucked. And their quarterbacks, they're young right now. Sam Darnold looked pretty good last year. For a rookie, he looked very good. As far as the Bills go, Josh Allen looked shaky as a passer, but very good as a runner. Josh Allen had really good rushing numbers. I think he ran for, I don't know, 600-700 yards, 601 yards and 8 touchdowns. So those are good running back numbers right there. So, and then you have the Dolphins. They list Ryan Fitzpatrick as the Dolphins quarterback because right now, early on in many camps, Fitzmagic is actually beating out Josh Rosen, who sucks. That guy's going to be a complete bust anyway. But so, Diesel, AFC East, Tom Brady leading the pack is your 8th best division, according to quarterbacks.
Okay.
Sounds about right. Number 7 on the list. Sticking with the Eastern theme, the NFC East. Of course, you got Carson Wentz. Congratulations to you. Just signed a huge deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. You have Dak Prescott, who's, like Larry David says, he's pretty good. Not great, but he's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good. He's okay. Eli Manning, pretty bad. Not a good quarterback anymore. Eli Manning, retired, dude. Just enough is enough. Like, it's time to give it up. And finally, Dwayne Haskins has never thrown a football in the NFL, so we don't really know about him. So I think that sounds about right. The NFC East is not strong from top to bottom. It should be 7.
So they got a guy with a zero.
A zero.
And still Tom Brady's division is below that.
No, but they don't weigh. Zero, they don't put that in. If you weigh the zero, then that really, because you can't weigh the zero. That's just too much, because he's going to be better than zero. We don't know how good Dwayne Haskins is going to be, but he's not going to have like a 0.0 rating with zero touchdowns and 0 yards. That's not going to happen. So they just, what they do is they average the stats of the other 3 guys. The number 6 division in the NFL, according to quarterback, according to CBSSports.com, your AFC North, led by Ben Roethlisberger. Baker Mayfield, they have slotted at 2. Andy Dalton, the redheaded stepchild, slotted at 3, and Lamar Jackson at 4. Now we're starting to get into better quarterbacks, like across the board. Big Ben had a great year last year, 34 touchdowns, 16 picks, 5,100 passing yards for Big Ben. Baker Mayfield, 27 touchdowns, 14 picks, 27 TDs, a high, an all-time high for a rookie quarterback, 3,700 yards. And then Andy Dalton was his normal Andy Dalton self, just kind of boring and wasn't great. And Lamar Jackson had the rushing numbers, not really the passing numbers. The number 5 division, according to this list on CBSSports.com, the AFC South. Now, ooh, here I got a problem.
Not very high on the AFC quarterbacks across the board, are they?
No, they're not. And I got a little bit of problem with this one, Diesel, because Deshaun Watson, you know, we love him here up in the upstate, no doubt, but Deshaun Watson's a superstar, man. That guy is already lighting the league on fire. He had a phenomenal rookie year before he got hurt. And then last year wasn't quite as good, but still very good. But Andrew Luck comes in and lights the league up last year. And then you have Marcus Mariota, who is what he is, and he's been kind of disappointing as a starter. And Nick Foles, you're not really sure what you're going to get from Jacksonville. But I still think at number 5, I think they should be ranked a little bit higher than that.
I think they should be ranked a little bit lower than that. I mean, I understand the skeptics. You know, Deshaun Watson, you got to give us another full year, injury-free. Give us the best you could possibly give.
Yeah. Okay, see, I'm a guy that bets on, and maybe this –
potential.
This, potential. And maybe this is naive of me, because a lot of times potential doesn't get you anywhere. You know, it's what have you done for me in the past, what have you done for me lately. And both of those guys, Deshaun and Luck, have had injury history, so yeah, I could see how you could make that argument. All right, number 4 on the list, the NFC West.
Oof, I was way wrong.
See, I thought this would be higher, too. Did you think this would be higher? Look at this. Look, Russell Wilson was phenomenal last year. 35 touchdowns, 7 picks, 3,400 yards. Jared Goff, 4,700 yards passing, 32 touchdowns, 12 picks. He had a phenomenal year under Sean McVay. Jimmy Garoppolo, we don't really know what we have with Jimmy G yet. He's only started 10 games in his entire career. And Kyler Murray, we don't know what we have yet. He's never played an NFL game, obviously. Number 1 overall pick. Should be starting week 1 for the Arizona Cardinals. I would rank the NFC West a little higher. I really like that division because you have the proven quarterback in Wilson. You have the guy that's proven it for 1 year in Goff. And then you have the potential as well with Garoppolo and Murray. I think that's a well-rounded division of quarterbacks there in the NFC West. Next up, the number three division, according to CBSSports.com, when judging the division by quarterbacks, the NFC North. So the South's still alive. Number one, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins. Cousins had a great year statistically, like he always does, 30 touchdowns, 10 picks. But I'm not a Kirk Cousins guy at all. I think his stats are empty. I think he's an empty calorie quarterback. He gets great fantasy numbers for you, but he doesn't get great reality numbers for you. Matthew Stafford and Mitchell Trubisky round out the list, obviously. Good division, strong quarterbacks. I still think that's a little bit high with Trubisky, Stafford, and Cousins. All right, coming up next, we'll finish this up on the other side. Where did the NFC South rank? Are they the number one division for quarterbacks in the NFL? We'll tell you on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.